Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
The radio.
We are on the radio and we are on the internet. We upload every Wednesday in the evening, but we are also live at 11.
Wow.
Every Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Live, yeah, just every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. So I'm Megan.
And I'm Alice.
And we talk about video games. Because we play video games, we collect video games, we stare at our collection sitting on the shelf of video games, and on occasion we even play them.
Yeah.
And actually we've been doing very good this last little while with our video games, because we've both been playing newer stuff, and you actually got me a very generous surprise.
What?
You got me Mario All-Stars 3D.
Yes, that is what it's called.
And you saw me struggle with Mario 64 with our one controller with bad drift.
Yeah, well, sure, Megan. It was that. I would say
it was that. I'm gonna say actually say it was the drift that was. Yeah.
It's unfortunate that that is such a problem with the Switch controllers. But yeah, like I guess the other thing is we could probably find an N64 controller for the Switch, undoubtedly.
I could probably even try seeing if my little Super Nintendo controller might work.
Oh, I'm sure it would work. But yeah, no, so the Super... It's just Mario All-Stars? Mario 3D All-Stars? Super Mario 3D All-Stars?
Super Mario 3D All-Stars.
Okay, because there's like 40 different kinds of Mario All-Stars at this point in our lives, because there are like 40 million Mario games. Anyway, so this is Mario 64... Super Mario Sunshine, and Mario Galaxy, which I think is personally a great collection of games. I've only played, I've played Mario 64 and Galaxy. I've never played Sunshine. I never had a GameCube. Never was interested.
Yeah, I played Sunshine, and now I'm replaying Sunshine because I apparently hate my hands, and they must suffer for their crimes of being hands. You have witnessed me and the frustration that is this wonderful game that is fun. I'm not ragging on it. This is a challenge.
I think from what I know of Mario Sunshine, I think there are valid criticisms. You know, like I think there is genuine enjoyment. People like this game. People have very fond nostalgia for this game. But I think at the same time, like there's probably accessibility issues, just things that, you know, had it been made today, it would be, like, beautiful and fluid. Like, Mario Odyssey is a fantastic game. Like, that game is just, there's so much in it that is so good. And, you know, we got there eventually, right? Like, I'm not trying, once again, not trying to rag on it. It's just, like, I think there were things that were, you know.
We had to have these games before we got the excellence that is Mario Odyssey and Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, the other ones, yeah.
So, and I actually, you were witnessing me play one of these levels that had me so stressed out that I got you to touch my hands after.
Yeah.
And they were just icy cold because of the stress and the strain of my hands.
Yeah. I don't like playing Mario games because they stress me out. I like Mario Odyssey because there were very few times where you had that, like, I'm going to fall to my death moments, which Mario, I feel, especially like 64 and the ones prior to that, they're very, you know, there's a lot of places where Mario can fall, and that gives me anxiety, so I don't play Mario games, because they're hard.
They're stressful to you, and I get it.
Yeah.
I
like them. I think they're pretty.
I like the fact that now I can pick up these games that I loved so much as a kid. And I can start working my way towards the very, very frustrating but very, very rewarding feeling of getting the shine sprites and the stars.
Okay, well, what's the story of Mario Sunshine?
So, the story of Mario Sunshine is Mario and Princess Peach and Toadsworth, her trusty assistant?
Toad, yeah.
This is a toad, yes.
Well, a toad, yes.
And you're on your way to a vacation in Delfino Isles, which is a tropical dolphin-shaped island, series of islands. And you end up finding that there is an imposter who looks exactly like Mario causing graffiti on this island.
But he's, like, entirely blue.
Yeah, he's, like, an illusory...
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, not exactly like Mario. You could put them side by side and be like, okay... One of these is real Mario. One of these is the Mario that's been messing up the town.
So Mario gets hucked into jail and sentenced to clean up the entire island because this illusory blue Mario is causing trouble and keeps trying to steal Peach and steals a Yoshi and just is causing havoc throughout the entire island. So it's you're given this item called Flood. I'm not even going to try to sound out the acronym because it is a long acronym for me. And it squirts water and acts as a jetpack and a rocket pack. And you have to go about just cleaning up this island and collecting the shine sprites until all the sunlight is returned. It's a pretty straightforward game. You got your races, you got your puzzles, you got your mazes you got to get through. It's a challenge. Like, I forgot how hard and why I had to put this game down for a while because it can get very, very frustrating very quickly once you have had game over multiple times and you have to go and walk a long distance to get back to the map you were on originally. You get into different parts of the island by going through these graffiti M signatures scattered throughout the
Mario did it. It was Mario.
Mario did it. And they're scattered throughout the main capital town of Delfino. Delfino Plaza, which I'm sure you've seen in Mario Kart, because it is also a level in the more recent Mario Kart games.
Yeah, Mario Kart 8.
And so that is what I'm working on right now, getting all the blue coins and collecting all the shine sprites and getting very, very frustrated in the meantime. But I'm still having fun. That's the main thing, is I'm still having a balance of the two, because every time I do get a shine sprite, I feel good that I finally got it. This must be what Dark Souls players feel like.
Yeah, there you go, Megan. It's exactly, Mario Sunshine is exactly the same as Dark Souls. They're 100,
Yep, that's my comparison to it now.
No, true.
But no, you have more experience playing Mario 64. The only real memory I have of playing Mario 64 is from years and years and years ago when at a Super Bowl party, a whole bunch of kids were set up with an N64 and told to play Mario until the parents were done watching the football game.
Makes sense. We got to eat the snacks, Mario. But... Well, okay. Some things that I've already noticed in the difference is that they've smoothed Mario out. Like, everything's a little... like. You know, which I understand, you know, this is higher definition. We want it to be a little shinier, but he looks a little lumpy, you know? And once again, and this is just me because I love me the crunchy polygons, right?
You do love a crunchy polygon. And
visually, Mario 64 looked pretty good. Like, for its time, it was kind of amazing. The things that they did to make, like, textures and different characters and even, like, enemies work is really cool. Yeah, we didn't get that much into it, but, yeah. Like, I really like Mario 64. I didn't play a lot of it because, once again, it stresses me out. Mario stresses me out all the time. But I do, like, the couple levels that I loved were the ones where you just slide down. Like, there's a racing one with a penguin, and then there's just one that's in, like, Princess Peach's little tower.
The secret level where you go to get a secret star.
Mario was fun because it did have a lot of little secrets and you could sort of wander around. Like, that was kind of a nice aspect of Mario 64.
The original Mario games before that had very little in the way of exploration.
Yeah.
Like, I think the closest would be, like, Mario is Missing, and I don't even think that was an official...
Mario is Missing was the worst. Like, yeah. I have a friend who actually liked it, and that's you know, that's on her. Mario is Missing, for those who don't know, is like an educational game, right? It was one of those educational games where you played as Luigi and I think you went around the world and you learned about different places and answered questions.
So Mario was the Carmen Sandiego of this game.
It was just a terrible game. I didn't understand it. And I'm like, why is this not fun?
Was a time in video games, kids, where things had to be educational, and those games were thrust upon us, unfortunately, by well-meaning aunts and grandparents and uncles. Yeah,
well, and the other thing I think about education is, like, with video games can be educational, but don't have to be blatantly so, right? We don't need a quiz about, like, the capitals of the United States or, like, the different, like, statues in Europe, right?
Right.
Like... I don't know, you could do that in a way fun, like, I don't like to give Ubisoft credit, but, like, Assassin's Creed games, like the one they do their research of like the historical places that they go, and even that adds to some amount of, you know, like education, right? Like you're there, you are in a place that it does exist in some aspect, right?
Right.
And it's sort of fun to walk around there and like you can just sort of chill.
On the plus side, these games we're playing aren't educational, so that's great.
I'm fine with that. Well, I feel you learn things anyways. Yeah. Like, I don't want to say, but they're, you know, video games can be educational, but they don't have to be, like, educational video games, right?
Truth. We still haven't touched Mario Galaxy yet. I think we want to try that when we both can have a chance to play.
I just want to do the second player star thing, where you just get the stars.
That's fair enough.
I like Mario Galaxy a lot. It's fun. I like the mechanics. I like the gravity mechanics. That was one I actually beat. I've never beat Mario 64 because it gets too hard for me and I get mad. And then once again, it gives me anxiety, so I'm just like, I'll play something else that's less stressful.
Which I've been doing with Donkey Kong Country 2.
Yeah.
Because I've made it my personal mission to 100% Donkey Kong Country 2 on the Switch.
Okay.
So, when I have to de-stress from...
Yeah. Well, other stuff. Yeah. Mario. Yeah.
Mario. Even though...
What?
Oh, I thought you had... Okay. No, so I've been playing Donkey Kong Country 2, and I'm getting all the DK coins, and I'm going to 100% this game. It's going to be great. And when I get tired of that, then I'm also tackling The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild DLC, finally, that we've had forever and
ever.
Sort of.
Like, how much have you played it? Once time?
No, I actually tried it a second time, but it was the Master Sword challenge that they've got.
Oh, yeah.
Where,
I don't know. Like, I don't think you get a cool thing from that. I think it's not that cool.
Get a stronger Master Sword that does not run out of energy.
I don't think that matters. I think there are cooler weapons than the Master Sword anyways. Like, I think that's all right, but I don't know if it's worth the time and energy. When you could get a motorcycle. Like, that's the thing. That's the only reason I got the DLC was because I know there's a motorcycle. And it's supposed to be super fun to drive around in. So that's like, I will get back on it because I only have one more beast, great beast to beat or whatever they're called. But yeah.
All right. So I am working on that as well in the meantime. And you have some news to share with the world.
Yeah. I got a computer. Well, we knew this though. Like I already said that I was going to get a computer.
But now it's official and it is in our presence.
It is playable. Thing. Yeah. It's, yes, yeah, what did I download? The first thing I downloaded was Cosmic Osmo and the Holy Mackerel, because I haven't played that game in a really long time. It's unfortunate because my computer screen is like 17 inches wide, and I think the amount of the game is maybe 4x3. It feels pretty small. Like
it's a very tiny,
It's unfortunate, because also that we put it on the TV, and it was even worse.
There was grids that I've never seen on the TV before.
Yeah, the thing is that this game was made for, like, Macintoshes. Like,
1989.
Yeah, Macintosh, which I had as a child, and that's how I played this game. And it's, I don't know, it is, the people who made this game, actually, they went on to make Myst. Like, this is a pre-game to Myst, which is kind of funny.
And Spelunks.
Yeah, Spelunks, which is, personally, I like that one better. It works better. It's in color. That was probably why I liked it as a kid better.
But this is a very cool game, what little that you've shown me, because it is such a neat little idea.
Yeah, like, basically, you, in both sort of situations, it's just, there's sort of point and click and you walk around and there's almost little activities for you to do. In Spelunks, for example, there is a room with, you can make your own sort of tree and you can sort of customize it to mirror how many berries it has, the different leaves, the different branches. And
the tree making simulator.
It is, well, but like that's one tiny part of it. There's like another part where you can feed a lizard and like make the lizard grow. There's another one where you can make like little animations. Like it's in by, you have to sort of find these. You have to look around the area. Like you have to, they're not all in one spot and they're all in sort of like weird, like the one with the tree area, like there's a couple other things, but it's in like a dark area with trees, and on a stump there's a little lantern, right?
So it's a game that encourages you to explore and experiment in a way that only capable in this sort of a game back then.
Yeah, which is probably why I liked it so much, and why I like exploration games, is because, you know, it does encourage this. Like, for example, you know, there's little leaves on the floor in this area, and that's how you turn the lights on, is there's buttons under these leaves. So, yeah. I'll play more of it. Like, there's also some sort of, like, a little bit of lore to it. Like, there's a character in Spelunx. I think his name is Mr. Pseudo. Like, it's P-S-E-U-D-O?
Is that Pseudo.
It? Yeah, Pseudo. Yeah. But yeah, it's very interesting. There's, like, a lightning. You can watch lightning being made. Like, it's weird, but interesting. But yeah, and I guess those were the first games I played on it, but
I know nothing about the Myst series either, so.
Well, I think I can see, like, I've played a little bit of Myst, whereas, like, this does feel, it's similar, and there's, like, puzzles, but it's also sort of, like, exploration, right? Myst, you walk around a lot.
Right.
Just look at things. But yeah, the other game that I was playing that I think lots of people are playing is, it's called Phasmophobia, which is funny because I Googled it, right? It is actually just the fear of ghosts. That's what it means. This is a ghost hunting game. It's literally that. It's like a multiplayer ghost hunting game.
So like a Ghost Hunters or a Ghost Adventures situation?
100%. It is basically that. And it's not so much as an... You know what I think would be a neat aspect to add on to it is some aspect of... You know, you're videotaping it for, like, a blog or a video or, you know, like, a TV show. Like, I think there would be a cute little aspect to add in there. But basically what you are is you're, like, ghost hunters, and you're there to find out what ghost it is and possibly exterminate the ghost. Like, I don't know if me and my friends have been very successful in exterminating ghosts. Some of the items we just don't know how to use properly, I think.
This strikes me as being very similar to Friday the 13th, the more recent game, where you could go and defeat Jason?
What's his name?
Yeah, by finding all the items and expelling
him. Not really. Like, because I feel that game is a little more... Like, in this, there's an ending to that game, and it can sort of, like... Whereas in this, it's sort of like little missions. Like, it is similar... But there's also differences in its first person. You're not really being that hunted by a ghost in a way that you can escape well. Like, there are things that you can do. So, basically, this game utilizes the voice function, like, in microphones and sort of things. So, it allows you to talk to the ghost. So,
I don't think I'm keen on that one.
It's pretty interesting. Like, it uses voice recognition.
Right.
I would say it's quite successful. Like, the voice recognition is pretty good. It also utilizes the fact that you are with other people, and there's, like, a local chat and a global chat. So the global one is sort of like your walkie-talkie, so it sounds a little fuzzy. There's also a chance that I think the ghost can interfere with that. And local is when you're, like, next to each other. You can hear each other very clear.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. So, you know, as you go further away, you can sort of hear people further in the distance or, you know, behind whatever. Like, there's a lot of good sort of aspects to that. But also the voice recognition deals in with, like, the ghost, right? And all the ghosts have names, and the names, apparently, you can call the name of the ghost, which invokes their wrath. Like, ghosts don't like it when you say their name. Here's the thing. I play this a little bold, which is funny, since I'm, like, a pretty big weenie kid. But I play it pretty bold, and I'll go, like, seek out the ghost and see what I can do. And I died, like... More than half of the times we played. We played maybe, like, 8 times. I died about 5.
I think it's because you're playing with other people that you know that this probably adds a lot
of... I'm a little bolder. Yeah, if I played this by myself, there's no way I could do it. I know that. Because it's a lot of it is, you know, you are in a dark place at night. And it's always a dark place. Like, maybe they'll have other times where it won't be as dark, but it's always you're here at night. Why? Because that's the best time to hunt ghosts, apparently.
That's just how it goes. All the ghost shows will confirm this. am unashamed of the fact that I used to really, really enjoy ghost hunting shows, and this is kind of something that I think I would really like to play, because
I
know how ridiculous it is.
It is. It's funny. It is very interesting. Like, I think the main thing that if anybody is, like, getting this game or has played it, one thing to note that it is in, like, it's an alpha, so early access kind of thing, so they're tweaking it. I think they even have, like, a whole roadmap set up for what they sort of want to do. It's also, like, a fairly inexpensive game. Like, it's $15.99. There's also VR support, which would be terrifying.
But that would be so much fun.
Yeah. Like, I wanted... one thing I just want to also go back to is, like, with the noises and the sounds, because you have the talking, but also, because you have headphones in or whatever, like, obviously this game works best with headphones... you hear, like, the ghost will whisper in your ear sort of thing.
Oh, I don't like that.
And it will be random. Like, it will be for different people. Like, it won't... not everybody will hear it, right? And it's just stuff like that. It's quite good. Like, the scares are very good. It doesn't really rely a lot on jump scares. It relies the fact, though, that it's dark, right?
Right.
Like, you're in a dark place and you have... usually, like, you level up in this as well. And as you level up, you get, I think, different locations as well as different items. Like, every one you get to bring in a bunch of items. And if you die, you lose items. That's why I don't bring many items. and there are different things. Like, you know, there's your crucifixes. There's your smudging to cleanse the area, of course. But
salt.
Then there's salt, there's a ghost book, which is basically you put it on the floor of a certain kind of ghost, and there'll be some kind of writing to indicate what kind of ghost this is.
Holy water?
There is no holy water. I think that, like, there's not... you can't really attack this ghost, right? There's not attacking. You can sort of defend against it or ward off of it, which is crucifix or the smudging will do that.
Right.
But then there's also, like, you know... a variety of flashlights, some cameras, a UV flashlight to see, like, ghost handprints. There's a spirit box, which, you know, that's how you can talk to the ghost, sort of. I've never got it to work. And then there's, like, an EMF reader, which is something, you know, like, something to do with ghosts. Like, here's the thing. I like horror movies a lot. I especially like ghost hunting horror movies, like, mockumentary style. I'm not a big... like, believer in that kind of thing.
The EMF acts as a metal detector for ghosts.
It's basically that, yeah. And basically what you do is and you also have, like, a temperature gauge, right? So that's another ghost hunting thing is, you know, when it gets cold, usually means there's a ghost around.
It means your ghost is ready.
Yeah, your ghost is done. But yeah, you can utilize all of these things or a variety. Sometimes you just don't have them for the mission. Like, sometimes you'll be like, I didn't bring this, or, like, I literally can't afford the radio or the sensor, the sound motion sensor or whatever, because I'm not at level 8 or whatever. because I died too many times and now I'm levels below all my friends.
Do you lose levels if you happen to?
You just get less XP.
Okay.
And less money. Like, okay. You only get $25 for dying.
It's like leveling up in Fall Guys.
Yeah, it's fine. Like,
keep trying.
I'm not really that worried. The only thing that I would really like is a head-mounted flashlight. That would be awesome, because then I think I can carry an extra item, which I would love to do. And once again, there are some tweaks in this that could be made real easily. Even things like... we kept on leaving the game by accident because we clicked the leave button when we were trying to, like, go back because there wasn't a clear back button. And just, like, little, like, tiny little fixes. Even if that, you know, we had a back button or an X button or an arrow that goes back. Something, because literally I think three of us did this in one session. And it's just, I could see that would happen for multiple people. It's not the worst, or it's not the end of the world. It's just sort of slightly annoying that could be an easy fix, right?
This is something that you can expect from a game that's still in its
earlier
stages of development.
Yeah, and another thing that they are going to add is where you play as a ghost.
Okay, that's awesome, and
yeah.
I would want to do that.
Yeah, so there's, you know, they have ideas, they have a lot that's sort of coming, and once again, I think it's a really, like... it's a pretty inexpensive game, and it's pretty fun, like, especially if you have a bunch of people that sort of like the same thing. Like, I have even some friends who are very afraid, and they are just, like, They enjoyed it regardless, because you can't have the aspect of staying in the car while somebody takes a video camera. So, you know.
Oh, that's great that you can just stay in the car and not
participate. And bunker down. Yeah. Well, I would say there is benefits to being in the van because everybody has a sanity meter, which depends on how long you stay in the dark. I'm very bad at keeping my sanity up. Which is probably also why I got by the ghost like 3 times in a row, because I was just hanging out in the dark because I wanted to explore. Because I'm like, ghost can't get me in the dark. I have a flashlight.
I'm just picturing everybody like role playing as Scooby-Doo characters. And
oh, we were saying that we went to a high school and that was, it was terrible. some of the levels I think... They'll probably figure out what to do, or maybe we will just get better as ghost hunters as we go, because I think there was the school level, and I feel the school level is a little too huge. Like, there's 2 floors, and it's a school, and, you know, there's only 1 ghost, and it's sort of like, where is the ghost in this? And, you know, there's multiple areas ghosts could be.
The first step is always to check the bathroom, because there's always a bathroom ghost.
There wasn't a bathroom ghost. Yet. My other thing that I think they'll sort of add, because I think there's only about 3 different models for the ghosts, which is like a lady, or like cis lady, cis man, and like child sort of thing. Scary baby child. I think those are about it. Oh, and then there's one that like we haven't seen because it hovers or something. And there's also ones that are like, you just maybe will never see them because there's a bunch of different types of ghosts. But I would assume they're going to add in different models for everything, make more levels. Like, once again, it's a work in progress, and I'm enjoying it so far. I'm glad I got to play. Yeah.
Excellent. So what is your future plans for your new PC laptop when you're not playing spooky games and classic games?
I'm going to play Overwatch finally. I'm going to get good at... No, I'm not. I'm going to let my friends carry me in Overwatch for a while. I enjoyed playing Overwatch for like the brief 5 seconds I was able to play Overwatch.
This is going to become an Overwatch exclusive show now.
I don't think so. I'm not that interested in... like the Overwatch lore or much about it. I'm more interested in playing with my friends. That's sort of what I'm interested
that's
in.
That's fair.
But there's a bunch of like ones we were sort of talking, there's a bunch of itch.io games that I have bought, like that I just haven't been able to touch, or just games in general that like I'm wanted to play, but I have a Mac. Cause that's how it goes.
That's just yeah. Totally understandable. Now you can play all the games.
Yeah,
you
no, I'm excited. Like, I legitimately, it's a gaming laptop, so I can play most things better than, well, definitely better than what I had. So that's all I'm really, that's the, you know, the bar I'm willing to go to. So it's better than what I had.
All right, everybody. That's everything we got for you for this week. And you know what? Have a chill, long weekend. Sit back, eat some pie, and play some games.
Yeah.
All right. Keep changing.
Bye.